奉主耶稣圣名，开始我们今天早上的查经聚会。
In the holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our morning Bible study.
根据教会的安排，那我们就来继续查考这个生命记的第十二章。
And according to the schedule of the church, we're going to continue to study Deuteronomy chapter 12.
十二章里头一共有三十二节。
So in chapter 12, there is a total of 32 verses.
如果我们记得上个礼拜我们查考的十一章里头。
So last week, if you remember that we studied chapter 11,
里头神要他的百姓选民要来遵守诫命。
And the Lord wanted for his people to observe his commandments.
而且他们要必须对神的话要来常常的来遵守。
And they had to keep what he had taught them.
到了十二章，我们发觉到神还是这样的来注重这一方面。
And in chapter 12, we see that this is similarly emphasized by the Lord.
十二章里头，我们就把它分为大概四个部分来讲。
So in chapter 12, we can split it into four sections.
第一个部分就是从这个第一节到第五节。
The first section is from verse 1 to verse 5.
这里头是谈到一些侍奉样式呢来不可以去模仿这个迦南地的人他们的拜神的方法。
And so this was a warning to the people that they were not to copy the ways of the Canaanites of how they worship their gods.
第六节到十二节。
In verse 6 to verse 12.
是要告诉他们要神所指定的地方来敬拜神。
That the Lord was to make a prescribed place of worship that the people were to worship at.
第三部分是从13节到28节。
The third section is from verse 13 to verse 28.
就是神吩咐他们可以来宰杀这些牲畜来吃他们的肉。
That they were able to eat of meat.
最后一段第四部分大概是从29节到32节。
And the fourth section is from verse 29 to verse 32.
是不可来去神再一次提醒他们不可来再去来访问这些外邦的神。
And it is a warning from God that they were not to inquire of these foreign gods.
我们来先看这个第一部分。
So let's look at the first section.
这是在12章的第一节到第五节。
So this is verse 1 to verse 5.
第一节。
Verse 1.
奉主耶稣圣名读经。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, read.
你们存活一世的日子，在耶和华你们列祖的神所赐给你们为业的地上，要谨守遵行的律例典章，乃是这些。
Verse 1, these are the statutes and judgments which you shall be careful to observe in the land which the Lord God of your fathers is giving you to possess all the days that you live on the earth.
这里是告诉我们神将要把这个应许的迦南地来赐给当时的选民。
So this is the Lord telling them that they would receive this inheritance of this land.
这个当他们得到这个地以后呢，他们就有他们的生活。
After receiving of this land, they would have their own livelihoods.
所以这里第一节神再次的提醒他们。
So in verse 1, God is reminding them.
神说你们要得存活于世上的日子。
And that you may live on the earth all these days.
这就是神所要给他们为业的这个迦南地。
So this is the land of Canaan that God had promised them.
但是神要他们记着。
However, God wanted them to remember.
要遵守来遵行律例典章。
To be careful to observe the statutes and judgments.
这是神要他们必须要记得不可忘记的一件事情。
This was one thing that the people were not to forget.
所以遵守神的律法对当时的选民的生存还有他们的生活是非常的重要。
So keeping of the statutes and the judgments were very important for their livelihoods.
所以如果他们希望在这个应许之地能够生活下去。
If they wish to be able to live in the promised land.
遵守神的律例典章神的诫命是跟他们有切身的关系。
Then keeping the statutes and judgments is very important.
所以呢，他们必须遵守。
So they ought to keep these.
因为这个是没有另外一个方法可以来取代的。
Because there is no other way in which they could survive.
再来呢，从第二节到第四节告诉我们。
So from verse 2 to verse 4, it tells us.
迦南，当时的迦南地有很多的外族，而且他们都有在拜自己的假神。
And the land of Canaan, there were also these native tribes, and they were worshipping these foreign gods.
所以神要吩咐他们当他们来去占领这个地方以后，他们要懂得怎么去做。
So God instructed them that after they had conquered these lands and these people, what they had to do.
所以这里从第二节到第四节，有一些事情神吩咐他们必须要去注意，要去做到的事情。
So from verse 2 to verse 4, it tells us of what they had to do.
他们要来去清除这个迦南地。
They were to utterly destroy these places in the land of Canaan.
也不可来去效法他们这种敬拜外邦神的这种方法。
And also not to learn of these practices that they had.
然后呢，要来选定神为他们所立名的地方。
But also to go to the place that was prescribed for them.
所以从第二节里头我们发觉到。
So from verse 2, we can find.
这里神要他们来清除偶像。
So God wanted them to utterly destroy these places of idolatry.
神说你们首先要把这些居民来赶出去。
First, they were to take out the people from the land.
来毁坏他们假神的每一个地方。
And also to utterly destroy these places where they worshipped their gods.
无论是在高山、在小山、在各青翠树下，都毁坏了。
They were to do so on the high mountains, on the hills, and under every green tree.
也要拆毁他们的祭坛。
And also to destroy their altars.
打碎他们的柱像，用火焚烧。
Break their sacred pillars and burn their wooden images.
他们的木偶砍下他们雕刻的神像，并将其名从那地上除灭。
And to cut down the carved images of their gods and destroy their names from that place.
这是神当时预先提醒百姓他们必须要去做的事情。
So this is what God had reminded the people that they had to do this.
因为神知道说这些都会来影响他们以后对神专一的心。
Because this would affect the heart that they would have in worshiping God.
不单只是这样，在在这里的第五节。
Not only this, in verse 5.
这里说到第五节但主你们的神从你们各支派中选择何处为立他名的居所，你们就当往那里去求问。
Verse 5, but you shall seek the place where the Lord your God chooses out of all your tribes to put his name for his dwelling place, and there you shall go.
所以这里是神告诉他们神有将会有选择好的地方要他们来敬拜神。
This was telling the people that there would be a place where the Lord has chosen for them to worship him.
所以第四节摩西告诉他们。
So in verse 4 it tells us.
你们不可照他们那样侍奉。主你们的神。
You shall not worship the Lord with such things, referring to the things that they worshipped, the people worshipped the foreign idols with.
神有他指定的方法。
God has his prescribed method.
所以这里告诉我们从第二节到第四节呢首先要百姓知道要把这个迦南地这些偶像从这个高山小山各青翠树下都要来毁灭。
So from verse 2 to verse 4, God tells his people that they were to remove and to destroy of all these places that these nations used to serve their gods.
这也告诉了我们当我们一个人来相信耶稣。
This tells us that as we come to believe in our Lord Jesus,
有时候我们是从一个不同的宗教信仰来到真耶稣教会。
Sometimes we may come from a different religious background to believe in the true Jesus Church.
所以呢，我们在信了主耶稣以后
，After we have believed in our Lord Jesus,
我们必须要把以前的这个信仰、以前所认识的都要把它来毁灭。
We have to destroy of previous religious practices.
这样呢，我们才能够真正的来跟从主。
And that way we can fully follow the Lord.
这样呢，我们才能够真正的好像这里当时神吩咐摩西 跟百姓所说的话是一样的。
In this way, we are able to fulfill just as Moses had told the people here.
要他们呢去真的能够把这些外邦的偶像来除去。
Where they were told to remove of all these things of idolatry.
这样才能够让他们有这个重新来跟神建立的一个好的信仰。
So that they could have a renewed beginning to worship the true God.
好，我们来可以看一下以弗所书的第四章。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians, chapter 4.
我们请打开以弗所书的第四章。
Ephesians, chapter 4.
20节到24节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 20 to verse
24. 20节，你们学了基督，却不是这样。21节，如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理。22节，就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人。这旧人是因私欲的迷惑，渐渐变坏的。23节。又要将你们的心智改换一新。24节，并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
Verse 20, but you have not so learned Christ. Verse 21, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus. Verse 22, that you put off concerning a former conduct, the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts. 23, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Verse 24, and that you put on the new man which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness.
这里告诉我们保罗在提醒当时的以弗所教会。
Here Paul was reminding the church at Ephesus.
保罗说你们学了主耶稣基督却不应该是这样。
He said, but you have not so learned Christ.
为什么保罗这样说呢？
Why is it that Paul had said this?
真的好像有可能好像有些人信了耶稣以后生活上没有改变。
And it's a possibility that some of the believers after they had come to believe that they had not changed their lives.
就好像当时的百姓他们神预先都告诉他们到了这个迦南美地首先的必要做的事情要除灭这些偶像。
Just like how God had taught the Israelites that when they entered into the land of Canaan, they were to change these ways and practices.
所以保罗说你们听过主耶稣的道理领了他的教训学了他的真理要脱去从前行为上的旧人。
And here Paul tells them that since they have heard him and been taught by him, the truth that is in Jesus, they were to put off concerning the former conduct and the old man.
不单只是行为上的旧人而且这个旧人也是心灵里头我们说心灵上的这种旧人也要一起来被除去。
But also the old man which is inside has to be changed.
所以22节下半段保罗说这个旧人是私欲的迷惑是会渐渐变坏的。
And in verse 22, the latter half tells us the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust.
所以保罗告诉我们要穿上新人。
So Paul tells us to put on the new man.
是照着主耶稣的形象来穿上的。
Which is created according to God.
有真理的仁义跟圣洁。
In true righteousness and holiness.
所以我们作为一个基督徒我们要在这方面来努力真的要把以前不好的来真正的把它来除去。
So as we come to believe in Christ, then we also need to do likewise to remove of these old habits and this old man that we have.
现在我们回来看这个生命记的十二章。
We turn back to Deuteronomy chapter 12.
第二部分是从第六节到十二节。
The second part is from verse 6 to verse 12.
这里主要就是谈到的是神所吩咐他们的一切他们必须要来去遵行。
These were the commandments of God for the people to observe.
这里第六节到十二节里头谈到说神告诉他们要选立居所在什么地方来奉献祭。
So these verses talks about this place where they should worship him.
所以来献祭。
And also to offer sacrifices.
第六节里头告诉我们。
In verse 6, it tells us,
将你们的燔祭、平安祭、十分取义的之物和手中的举祭并还愿祭、甘心祭和以及牛群、羊群中 投生的都奉到那里。
Verse 6, there you shall take your burnt offerings, your sacrifices, your tithes, the heave offerings of your hand, your vowed offerings, your freewill offerings, and the firstborn of your herds and flocks.
如果我们在这里数一下，一共有七种不同的摩西所谈到的祭。
If we count these offerings, then we find that there are seven types.
第一个是燔祭。
First is burnt offerings.
第二个是平安祭。
And second is peace offerings.
第三个就是十分取义之物的祭。
Third is tithes.
第四个就是举祭。
The fourth is heave offerings.
第五个就是还愿祭。
And the fifth is vowed offerings.
第六个就是甘心祭。
The sixth is free will offerings.
最后一个就是把牛群、羊群头生的都要来奉献到神的面前。
And the final is the sacrifice or offering of the firstborn of their herds and flocks.
这些都是神在当时要给百姓们的一些的必须要遵照、必须要去注意的地方。
So these were some of the areas which the Lord wanted the people to take heed of.
从第八节到十二节神告诉他们，如果他们有这样做的话。
And in verse 8 to verse 11, if they did do these things.
他们没有任意妄为。
And they did not forget to do it.
或者这样呢，他们就来承受这个地享平安。
Then they would be able to receive of this land and also have peace.
每个人就会得到神的要给他们的福气。
And the people would receive the blessings from God.
所以这里告诉我们神所拣选的地方是他们要来敬拜神、来献祭的地方。
And the place which the Lord has chosen is also where they should worship and to offer.
我们都知道，举一个例子这里所谈到的这个燔祭。
And for example, here it talks about the burnt offering.
是以色列民当中他们要献给神的一种馨香的火祭。
And this is an offering by fire of sweet aroma to the Lord.
我们可以看一下这个利未记的第一章。
Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 1.
我们看利未记的第一章
，Leviticus chapter 1，
利未记第一章第九节
，verse 9。
但燔祭的脏腑和腿要用水洗祭司就要把一切全烧在坛上，当作燔祭，献以主为馨香的火祭。
Verse 9, but he shall wash its entrails and its legs with water, and the priest shall burn all on the altar as a burnt sacrifice, an offering made by fire, a sweet aroma to the Lord.
所以这里告诉我们燔祭要把内脏都除去跟脚。
So the burnt offering, for the burnt offering, the entrails and the legs need to be washed.
然后呢祭司就会把其他一切的烧在这个坛上。
And all of it shall be burned on the altar.
燔祭就是献给神的为馨香的火祭。
And this is an offering made by fire, which is a sweet aroma to the Lord.
这也是当时神吩咐摩西告诉百姓，他们祭司早上跟黄昏都要献给神的祭。
And this was an offering that was to be made in the morning and in the evening.
当然还有其他六种不同的这里所谈到的。
And of course there are the other six types.
我们回来看这个生命记的十二章。
We turn back to Deuteronomy chapter 12.
我们来看一下这里所讲的第八节第九节。
Let's look at verse 8 and verse 9.
我们今日在这里所行的是个人行自己眼中看为正的事。你们将来不可这样行。第九节。因为你们还没有到主你神所赐你们的安息地所给你们产业。
Verse 8, you shall not at all do as we are doing here today. Every man doing whatever is right in his own eyes. Verse 9, for as yet you have not come to the rest.And the inheritance which the Lord your God is giving you.
当然我们知道神在讲的时候呢他们并还没有达到这个迦南美地。
So as the Lord was telling them this, they had yet, as of yet, come to the land of inheritance.
这个十二章的第八节里头告诉我们，神说你们当时是个人行自己眼中看为正的事。
So at the time in verse 8, it tells us that every man was doing whatever was right.
但是神说你们将来不可这样行。
God instructed them that in the future, when they entered into the land, then this was not to be the case.
当他们到了这个迦南美地以后呢，他们必须要遵照完全遵照神的吩咐去做。
After they had entered into the land of Canaan, they were to follow according to the commandments of the Lord.
所以他们生活上啊，这个态度啊，必须要调整过来。
So the mentality or the attitude that they had in their lives had to be changed.
我们都知道，进入迦南地的都这些选民都是在旷野出生的。And
we know that the people that entered into the land of Canaan were those who were born in the wilderness.
除了这个约书亚跟加勒以外，apart
from Joshua and Caleb.
所以旷野是当时选民学习律法的一个非常大的课室。
So the journey in the wilderness was also a time for them to learn about the commandments of God.
这个旷野是他们学习律法的一个课室。And
the wilderness was like a classroom for the people to learn the laws of the Lord.
而且呢，这个40年就是他们所必须要来学习的时间。And
the 40 years was this time for them to learn.
这个课程就是西乃山颁布下来神的律法跟摩西的律例典章。And the
syllabus was the Ten Commandments which Moses had brought down from Mount Sinai.
还有摩西所讲的一些律例典章。And
also the statutes and judgments.
所以在旷野中，神要他们把这些课程都要学好。So
within the wilderness, the people were to learn all of these.
这样他们才能够来进入这个安息地，承受神所赐给他们的美地。
In this way, they could enter into the promised land as the Lord had given them.
这是神在这里提醒他的百姓所必须要去做的。So
these were things that God reminded them that they had to do.
所以我们来继续看这个第三方面。Let's
look at the third aspect.
13节到28节。The
third part from verse 13 to verse 28.
这里所谈到的，就是要告诉他们可以来去吃这些一切的这些牲畜的肉。So
in this portion, it talks about how they were able to eat of the meat that they desired.
我们来看这个十二章的十三节、十四节。
Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 13 and 14.
13节。
Verse 13.
你要精神，不可在你所看重的各样献燔祭。14节。唯独从你那一支派中所选择的地方，你就要在那里献燔祭，行我一切所吩咐你的。
Verse 13. Take heed to yourself that you do not offer your burnt offerings in every place that you see. 14, but in the place which the Lord chooses in one of your tribes, there you shall offer your burnt offerings, and there you shall do all that I command you.
15节。
Verse 15.
然呢，在你各城里都可以照耶和华你神所赐你的份福分，随心所欲宰牲吃肉，无论洁净人不洁净人都可以吃，就如吃羚羊和鹿一般。
Verse 15, however, you may slaughter and eat meat within all your gates, whatever your heart desires. According to the blessing of the Lord your God, which he has given you, the unclean and the unclean and the clean may eat of it, of the gazelle and the deer alike.
这是神告诉他们，他们可以随自己吩咐他们给随自己的意思来宰杀这些牲畜，来吃他们的肉。
So according to their heart's desires, they could slaughter and eat meat as they wish.
但是有一件事情神还是提醒他们。However,
there was one thing that the Lord reminded them.
16节。
In verse 16.
只是不可赤血，要倒在地上，如同倒水一样。
Verse 16, only you shall not eat the blood. You shall pour it on the earth like water.
我们发觉到从这个16节到28节里头，神再次一共有大概有。 有六次重复说告诉百姓不可吃血的事情。So
within verse 13 to verse 28, there's around six times where the Lord tells them that they're not to eat of blood.
神告诉他们他们可以吃这些动物的肉。
God tells them that they're able to slaughter and eat meat.
每一种肉他们都可以吃，但是呢，血他们是不可以吃的。
According to the desires of their heart, however, on one condition that they did not eat the blood.
还有一件事情是神这样吩咐他们。
And there was also one more thing.
17-18节。
In verse 17 and 18.
12章的17节18节。
Chapter 12, verse 17 and 18.
你的五谷、杏酒和油的十分之一。或是牛群、羊群中投生的，或是你们所许愿献的，甘心献的，或是手中的举祭，都不可在你城里吃。18节，但要在主你的神面前吃，在耶和华你神所要选择的地方，你和儿女仆婢，并住在你城里的利未人都可以吃，也要因你手所办的。在主你神面前欢乐。
Verse 17, you may not eat within your gates the tithe of your grain or your new wine or of your oil, of the firstborn of your herd or your flock, of any of your offerings which you vow, of your freewill offerings, or of the heave offering of your hand. 18, but you must eat them before the Lord your God in the place which the Lord your God chooses, you and your son and your daughter,your male servant and your female servant and the Levite who is within your gates.
19节,
and you shall rejoice before the Lord your God in all that, in all to which you put your hands.
19节, 你要谨慎, 在你所住的地方永不可丢去利未人。
Verse 19, take heed to yourself that you do not forsake the Levite as long as you live in your land.
所以从在这部分里头告诉我们，除了他们不可吃血以外。
So in these verses, apart from not being able to eat of blood,
血是有生命的。
Because blood is life.
我们都知道直到今天呢我们也知道信了主耶稣洗礼以后尤其在教会。每一次刚刚受洗的教会都提醒他们不可吃血。
And you know, we know for ourselves today that when people are newly baptized and in church, we will tell them that they're not to eat of blood.
我们来看这个使徒行传的十五章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 15.
请打开使徒行传十五章。
Acts chapter 15.
28-29节。
Verse 28 and verse 29.
28节。因为圣灵和我们定义不将别的重担放在你们身上唯有几件事是不可少的29节就是禁洁祭偶像的物和血并勒死的牲畜和奸淫这几件你们若是自己禁戒不犯就好了愿你们平安。
Verse 28, for it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things. Verse 29, that you abstain from things offered to idols, from blood, from things strangled, and from sexual immorality. If you keep yourselves from these, you will do well. Farewell.
所以从这里也让我们知道虽然这个在旧约里头神禁止他的百姓来吃血。
And we find from here, even though it was in the Old Testament, that the Lord had commanded his people not to eat of blood.
到了新约时代使徒教会。
When we come to the church in the apostolic period.
这里很清楚地告诉我们圣灵和我们定义。
Here very clearly it tells us, for it seemed good to the Holy Spirit.
这个事情是仍然坚持甚至到今天。
And this command is still the same.From back then until now.
就是说我们还是不可以来吃血的。
That is, we are not to eat of blood.
所以今天在我们教会也是不可以吃血。
So likewise today in our church, we are not to eat of blood.
因为圣经告诉我们血是代表生命。
Because the Bible tells us that blood is the life.
我们回来看这个生命记的十二章。
Let's turn back to Deuteronomy chapter 12.
我们看十九节。
Verse 19.
你要谨慎在你所住的地方永不可丢去利未人。
19. Take heed to yourself that you do not forsake the Levite as long as you live in your land.
这是神借着摩西告诉他的百姓们不可来丢去这些利未人。
And so this was God reminding the people that they were not to forsake the Levites.
要跟他们一起来分享神所给他们的喜乐。
To experience together the joy that the Lord has given them.
要记得呢，利未人是不可以被他们来遗弃的。
And to remember that they were not to forsake of the Levites.
因为我们知道利未人是在这个产业的分配上是无份无业的。
Because in terms of the physical inheritance, the Levites had nothing.
圣经告诉我们神就是他们的产业。
The Bible tells us that the Lord would be their inheritance.
所以完全得到选民的这种的所献的祭物还有十分之一就是当时的利未人在圣殿里头。所应该得到的福分。
So they would receive of the portions from the offerings that the people made.
所以这里神清楚地告诉当时的百姓。
So here it very clearly tells the people.
当你们有欢乐，当你们有吃的时候，你们不要忘记了在你们的地方的这些利未人。
That when you have joy, when you have peace, when you have goodness, to not forsake or forget the Levites.
要跟他们一起来共享神所给他们的喜乐。
But also to enjoy with them.
不可以来去忘记神这一方面给他们的吩咐。
And not to forget of this commandment, to not forsake the Levites.
我们可以来再看这里12章的27、28节。
We can also look at verse 27 and verse 28.
27节
Verse 27.
你的燔祭连肉带血都要献在神你神的坛上，平安祭的血要倒在你神的坛上，平安祭的肉你自己可以吃。28节，你要谨守听从我所吩咐的一切话，行耶和华你神眼中看为善看为正的事，这样你和你的子孙就可以永远享福。
Verse 27, and you shall offer your burnt offerings, the meat and the blood on the altar of the Lord your God, and the blood of your sacrifices shall be poured out on the altar of the Lord your God, and you shall eat the meat. Verse 28, observe and obey all these words which I command you, that it may go well with you and your children after you forever when you do what is good and right in the sight of the Lord your God.
这里神告诉他的百姓。
So here God is telling his people.
你要谨守听从我吩咐你一切的话。
You have to observe and obey what I command you.
行神眼中看为善看为正的事。
And do what is good and right in the sight of the Lord.
这样你跟你的子孙呢就能够永远的来享福。
That it may go well with you and your children after you.
所以这里神说你能够行得善行得正，那神就会跟你同在。
So here it tells us that if the people were able to do what is good and what is right in the sight of the Lord, then he would be with them.
而是这个行得善行得正不是人的标准，是神的标准。
However, the standard of what is good and what is right is not according to man, but according to the commands of God.
神说在这里说就不会来丢弃他们，而且能使他们跟他们的子孙永远享福气。
And the result is that it will go well with them and their children.
如果我们看到他们进入迦南地以后，
If we see the period of time after they had entered into the land of Canaan，
我们在这个耶稣亚去世以后，
After Joshua had passed away，
尤其在这个士师的时代，
Especially in the time of the judges，
圣经告诉我们以色列人是行耶和华眼中看为恶的事情。
The Bible tells us that the people did what was evil in the sight of the Lord。
虽然在这里头十二章告诉我们他们神曾经吩咐他们要把这些偶像的祭坛要打碎，而且要用火焚烧从这些高山小山各青翠树下都要毁灭。
And even though previously, earlier in the chapter, God had commanded the people to remove of these idols and these places of worship on high mountains and hills and under every green tree.
但是约书亚去世以后，他们很快了就回到当时神要他们要毁灭的这些偶像，他们又开始来拜巴利，拜假神。
However, after the passing of Joshua, many of the people had returned to worshipping these idols and to worship Baal.
因为他们没有心神眼中看为善看为正的事情。
Because they did not do what is good and right in the sight of the Lord.
所以他们的子他们跟他们的子孙就遭殃就得到很多的这种神的刑罚。
And as a result, the people and the generations after received the punishment from God.
如果我们看到这个列王时代
，if we look into the time of the kings.
北朝大概有二十多个王帝。
And in the northern kingdom, there are about 20 kings.
但是如果我们去查一查，我们几乎看不到一个是一个国王是看所做的是。在神眼中看为善看为正的国王。
And if we look through them, we find that none of them were able to do what was good and right in the sight of the Lord.
南朝大概有十九个国王。
And in the south, there were
十九个国王。
There were 19 kings.
那里头呢有不少的国王，他们真的懂得来行神眼中看为正的事。
And a good portion of them had done what was good and right in the sight of the Lord.
所以只要你愿意来跟从神，你就会从神那里得到神所应许的福气。
And as long as we are willing to do what is good and right in the sight of the Lord, then we will receive of His blessing.
所以十二章的一开始神是吩咐他们要把这些眼睛看得到的偶像都要完全来去毁灭。
So in chapter 12, God wants the people to remove of all the idols and these places of worship that they could see, to remove of them.
当我们看到12章的最后一部分就是从29节到32节的时候。
When we look at the final section from verse 29 to verse 32.
我可以用几个字说，这里神所告诉他们的就是要他们不可去访问这些外邦的假神。
In summary, this is telling them that they were not to inquire of these foreign gods.
我们来看二十九节到三十二节。
Let's look at verse 29 to verse 32.
耶和华你神将你从赶将你要去赶出的国民从你前面剪除，你得了他们的地居住。三十节，那时就要谨慎，不可在他们除灭之后，随从他们的恶属陷入网罗，也不可访问。他们的神说这些国民怎么侍奉他们的神我也要照样行。三十一节，你不可像主你的神这样行，因为他们向他们的神行了神所憎嫌所憎恶的一切事，甚至将自己的儿女用火焚烧献以他们的神。三十二节，凡我所吩咐的你们都要遵守遵行，不可加添，也不可删减。
Verse 29, when the Lord your God cuts off from before you the nations which you go to dispossess, and you displace them and dwell in their land. Verse 30, take heed to yourself that you are not ensnared to follow them after they are destroyed from before you, and that you do not inquire after their gods, saying, how did these nations serve their gods? I will also do likewise. 31, you shall not worship the Lord your God in that way, for every abomination to the Lord which he hates they have done to their gods, for they burn even their sons and daughters in the fire to their gods. Verse 32, whatever I command you, be careful to observe it, you shall not add to it nor take away from it.
这里说神告诉他再次来重复提醒他们不可来随从这些外邦这种不好的风俗。
So once again, this is a reminder to the people not to follow in the ways which these people worship their foreign gods.
真的要把他们来赶出去把他们来得到他们的这个地。
But to fully and entirely destroy them when they enter into the land.
不可以在信仰上跟他们来认同。
And not to compromise or to strike common ground with them on their religious practices and not to also learn from their methods of worship.
所以这是当时神接着摩西告诉他们必须要去来记得不可去做的事情。
So these were things for the people to remember and not to do.
因为他们如果在这五个方面没有犯上这个错误的话神就会来祝福他们。
And if they do not do according to these things, then God would bless them.
就是不去 来跟随这些迦南地人的他们的恶俗。
So first is not to follow in the evil ways of the Canaanites.
不可以来去访问他们的神。
Not to inquire of their gods.
不可行神眼中看为恨恶的事情。
And not to do what is evil and not right in the sight of the Lord.
32节里头所讲的，不可把神所吩咐的来去加添。
And in verse 32, to not add to it or to take away.
再来也不可删减了神所吩咐的一切话。
Nor can you take away from the commands of God.
所以无论怎么样这里告诉我们神的话是不可以去增加来减少的。
Regardless of what the situation is, nothing can be added or taken away.
我们今天所领受的真理也是永远不会改变的。
Likewise for us today, the truth will never change.
所以我们才把它称为我们基本的信仰。
And therefore that becomes our basic belief.
所以基本的信仰是圣灵借着圣灵的启示给我们初期的工人告诉我们要怎么去做。
Now, the basic beliefs have been inspired by the Holy Spirit and taught by to us by the early workers.
所以这是圣灵的带领之下，让我们能够明白这圣灵真理里面的奥秘。
Under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, the truth, the mystery of the truth has been taught to us.
所以这32节其实讲的对我们今天的信徒来说也是非常的重要。
So these 32 verses are very important for us today.
32节里面。
In verse 32.
凡我所吩咐的，你们都要去谨守来遵行。
And whatever I command you, be careful to observe it.
不可加添，也不可删减。
You shall not add to it nor take away from it.
所以我们要来遵守，来遵行神的道。
And so we have to observe and to be careful to keep it.
要对这个所信的道理不偏离左右。
And not to turn to the left or turn to the right.
基本信仰的原则是不可以来加添或者以仁义或以世上的小学来去解释的。
The doctrines or basic beliefs cannot be changed by human ideology or anything in the world.
所以我们求神来加添力量给我们每一个人。
So we ask the Lord to grant us all strength.
让我们今天从这个早上的这个生命记十二章里头所学习到的。
So that we are able to learn from these teachings from this chapter.
要真的要把这些假神这些偶像从我们的心里头来除去。
To remove of these foreign gods or these idols from our hearts.
信主以后要有新生新人的样式。
After we have believed in Christ, then we have to put on the new man.
世界上有很多值得我们认为可以去追求，可以去效法的事情。
In the world today, there are many things we can pursue after, and many trends that we think we can. We can learn from.
如果这些跟神的道理是违背的话，
However, if these are against the truth,
我们必须要把它来除去。
Then we have to destroy and remove of these.
因为我们已经是属神的人，我们已经是一个新的人。
Because we belong to God and we are a new man.
但愿我们每一个为弟兄姐妹都能够来好好来谨守遵行神的话。
And may every one of us be able to keep and observe His commands.
求主耶稣来祝福我们。
And may the Lord bless us.
早上的查经就到这里。
So our Bible study ends here.
我们再来唱一首诗，50首。
We sing hymn number 50.